It doesn't change. Still want to have a good week of preparation. Still want to, you know, get ready and try and play a good ball game. You know, we've got an unfamiliar opponent, which will require a little bit more studying. But for the most part, I mean, I think we just need to keep building on what we're doing. We didn't play well in the second half the other day, and I think we need to build on some of the things we did in the first half and correct some of the things we did throughout the game. So right now our focus is getting better. We got a good defense coming in here, so it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Will we see you running more this week?
I don't know about that. Those situations for me don't come around too often, but I got a couple of them last week that I was able to at least pick up a couple first downs. We're just trying to keep them honest over there, and I think they pretty much forgot about me last week.
How long are you going to let the beard do to keep the offense, especially the running game, from being predictable? Because when people see Lindale in there, they may say, "Well, here comes a run up the middle," or they see Chris, here comes a counter or a draw or something.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't think we've become predictable. I mean, I think we still do a lot with Chris inside. I haven't noticed a difference in the play calling or what we're trying to do. Obviously, with Chris's outside of burst and his ability to get outside, we try and get him on the edge a little bit more maybe. But similar, I went through with Ron Dane and Tiki in New York, and as long as you keep him honest and keep running the fast guy up the middle, I think it's something they don't get a beat on.
This game, you've got you in the lineup, Gus Frerotte, who's been around actually a year longer than you, Kevin Mawai, 15-year guy. What does it say about guys like you that you're still doing well, chugging along?
Well, first of all, I think physically we can still do it, obviously, is a big thing. Second of all, I think it's experience plays such a big part in it. And, I mean, I know for myself that, you know, all the experience that I've had over the years, I mean, really, really helps me now. It helps me in my preparation. It helps me on game day. It helps me on situations throughout a game. And, that's a big part of it. I mean, being able to understand what goes on during a game and adjust to things and come back from things is paramount in this league. So I think experience serves you well. And I think it shows there's a lot of older guys playing right now.
Think about this just for a second, but Joe Paterno, the guy that never stops coaching. Anything you learned from him about, longevity?
No. he takes longevity to another level. But certainly a work ethic and being a prideful guy and being a guy that just comes to work every day. I mean, that's so much a part of this league, is just coming to work every day, treating it like a job. Have your fun on Sundays, but treat it like a job, and allows you to keep playing for a long time.
Kerry, we've heard from the defense about their obstacles they face on there. What is the offense, you guys? What's the biggest obstacle facing the Vikings defense?
I think, first of all, they've got a bunch of guys who attack the football. They're very big and powerful up front. They create problems. They're disruptive forces. You got linebackers who can run, and they got a secondary who's very athletic and can make big plays. So I don't see any holes in this defense. I mean, just watching them and seeing what they're about, they've got it all. So, I mean, it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Because it's an unfamiliar opponent, you guys have to put a little bit of preparation in because you haven't seen these guys in a long time. Have you seen that already?
Absolutely. It's one of those things where you don't play them every 4 years, so you got to get familiar with their schemes and what they do. And a lot of it is similar to some things that other teams do. Some of the fronts and coverages. So it's not completely foreign. Some of the things they do. But what they do, they just do it very well.
You mentioned the Vikings defense, Kerry, and some of the things they do. It sounds a lot like the defense that you guys face every single week in practice. Is it that way?
It is. Real big and stout in the defensive tackles and very, very fast on the outside with their rushers. They've got good speed at linebacker. They've got a secondary that doesn't make a lot of mistakes and, keeps everything in front of them. So, very similar to the way our defense is built, and you know, I don't know if that will give us an advantage or not on Sunday, but certainly we, all you have to do is put on the tape and know that you're facing a good defense.
Keep Gage back, help the offense. I know you have a particular one with Adam last week, but put another guy like that back in there, how much that help you?
It's going to help us. Justin coming back is definitely going to help. So I thought our guys last week stepped up and played really well. You know, made some big plays in the game, and but obviously Justin being a starter coming back and you know, getting his presence on the field and his ability to stretch and do the kind of things that we've come to count on him for now. So we're excited to have him back.
Kerry, the Titans get a great record against first time teams that is in the LP field. Vikings never been there. You came into the Raiders 3 years ago. What do you remember about the crowd on the opposing sidelines over there?
Yeah, I've always thought that this is one of the tougher places to play for a visiting team, and came in here I think twice, and you know, came back in 2000 with the Giants and got whooped, and I just remember how tough it was to play here. And yeah, we're gonna need the crowd again this weekend. I mean, it's you know, we got an opponent coming in here that's you know, coming off a big win and playing good football, so you know, we definitely need the crowd.
What would it mean to you to be a part of the first 4-0 start in this franchise's history, for the Titans' history?
Well, it'd be great. You know, obviously, you know, we'd be happy if that happened. But you know, we want to be there at the end too. I mean, that's the most important thing, and we're happy we're getting off to a decent start. But you know, it's a long season, and certainly. Like I said, we're glad where we are now, but you know, we can't be happy with it. We got to know that it's a long season, and we'd like to be there at the end.